The 9-member band Chick 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 has a raucous, rollicking sound. This is from their third album titled Myth Takes, and the band had to get creative to record it. See, the band members live thousands of miles apart. More on that in a minute. Chick 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 came through Washington this week, and we hopped on their tour bus to have a chat. It's a big bus, but for 9 band members? Sleeping bunks line the sides, floor to ceiling, and in the back, stray vocalists and percussionists sprawl on the leather couch watching television. For this interview, we settled on just 2 of the band members, singer Nick Offer and guitarist Mario Andreoni. And the first question, always the first question with this band, is about the name. Chick 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 is actually written !!!! Doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. Tell me about your name. Explain to the NPR audience how you pronounce 3 exclamation points. We're going to call you Chick Chick Chick, but why?
I've answered this more times than you have this year. Maybe I can do it faster. What do you want?
You can do it faster.
Okay. When we started, we felt like we were making a totally new kind of music. We wanted something that separated us from all the other bands. We wanted something that stood out. So we took it from the Bush language, which makes the sound, and we used it as that. But we weren't sure if everyone would be able to pronounce it, which was stupid because of course they can. So we changed it to any 3 repetitive sounds of your choosing. And so it's bam, 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 pow, pow, pow. And somehow over the years, I think because we're always playing at punk clubs and you couldn't understand us over the PA, so the thing that cut was chick, chick, chick. That's the only theory I have for why that particular one stuck.
It also happens that you're almost impossible to search for on Google.
I mean, this was done pre-internet.
What song on the new album, Myth Takes, most sort of solidifies that sort of raucous nature for you guys?
I would say either All My Heroes Are Weirdos, that we've always called, that's like our punkest one, kind of, and that's...
Yeah. I always looked at that as our most Dead Kennedys that we've ever been.
Tell them about the marching band.
Oh, right. I was driving home from work, happened to drive past the school, and there were these kids that were practicing their drum corps. And it gave me goosebumps when I was listening to them, and I was like, I have to try and get a hold of these kids to play on our record. And so I sent one of the guys in the band the next day to go to this high school, and so we rearranged, like 3 days later, they came down to the studio and ended up recording sort of like piece by piece, like each section of the song, just 3 guys, and we just kind of like looped them over and over again, so they were playing off of each other, so it sounded like an army.
Even without the marching band, Chick 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 has 9 members, and that makes their sound big and wild. But it's also a challenge. Part of the band lives in Sacramento, California, the other in New York City. And so to record their new album, they gathered together in the middle, in an old rented house in Nashville, Tennessee. Nick Offer and Mario Andreoni describe their setup in the basement as cheap and crude.
This looks like the place I want a record to be from. Like, you know, it seems like you want to imagine like some dingy, like that it's coming from some place, and it was like, yeah, deep in East Nashville in a dirty basement. Only takes a little bit of gleam or glimmer, only just a little bit of shake or shiver. Nothing ever matters till it's shattered, smothered and covered, splattered all over Manhattan. And sha, 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 doobie. Sometimes it's really just like the movies.
You can hear it, and people say that, like, you know, that there's like this sort of like scary, sort of spaghetti westerny sound, kind of kraut rockish, and I think that at that point that's exactly like what it sounded like.
People come up to us all the time, it's the best show I've ever seen, and I remember the best show I ever seen, and that feels lucky to me to that we can be one of those bands that people talk about, that people are really excited. I'd have to say the best show I'd ever seen was either John Spencer Blues Explosion. I mean, Fugazi was life-changing, and so we like it strange and funky and raw.
Strange and funky and raw, the music of Chick Chick Chick. Their new album is called Myth Takes.